the approach that's used so often is a community worker goes into a community, assesses the needs, plans projects, and carries out these projects in the community. Projects don't change people. If the project is a well, that's great. For a short period of time, people have water. But when the equipment and everything goes broken, what happens? Nothing. It sits there year after year after year, and this happens all over Africa all the time. If it's a road, great, for a few years there's a road. It's going to get old, it's going to need repaired, and pretty soon it'll be right back to where it started. If the people themselves are never given the opportunity to be in right relationship with God, to be in right relationship with themselves, to understand their own self-value, to understand their own responsibility, and if they're never given the opportunity to mend those relationships with others, they'll never be able to move out of the poverty that they're in. I read a case study just the other day that happened in Kenya, and it was this very poor slum in Nairobi, just a very, very poor slum in Nairobi. And some people came into the slum, and they looked at it, and they said, you know what, we're going to make a difference here. And they built roads, put streetlights in, put water in, put electricity, everything these people needed, right? So everybody still had their little plot of land where they had their little squatter place, but now everything was perfect for them. All they had to do was improve their housing and live in this perfect world. Within a few months, you know, some middle-class people came in and said, wow, this is a really nice place you've got here. Can I buy your piece of land? And they bought it. And where did these people go? They moved to the next slum over, which was just as bad or worse than the one they came from. You see, no real development happened. Roads, water, electricity, that's what we always hear about when we talk about education, healthcare, agricultural skills. We always talk about these things with development. It's really the people that need the opportunity to have God work in their hearts and work in their lives and mend these relationships, and they themselves need to become aware that they have the power to change their world. And if they are going to build a road, you know, when it needs maintenance, they can maintain it. If they decide they're going to get a well, and they go find somebody who can help them do a well, and they're involved in doing the well, and they know how it works and they care about it, if it gets broken, they're going to fix it. It's first of all developing the people, and the people will develop the world they live in.